Bloodlines Big Time Bloopers, Take 27. One of the joys of writing as co-authors is that you get to laugh at your own writing mistakes. Three examples spring to mind that left us simply in stitches. I mean, serious laughter, tears in our eyes, hiccups, the lot. Here's example number one.
We're in the habit of reading finished chapters out loud to each other so the other author can listen intently for errors, sentence structure, and so on. It so happened that Tom was reading out a chapter where character Laird Gordon MacPherson was explaining over dinner what had happened to the gamekeeper's son, Alexander Stewart. Suddenly, halfway his sentence, Tom stopped, looked at me as if he'd seen a ghost, and said,
"Ingrid, this is not right. This can't be happening."
"Why?" I asked, a bit annoyed, sounding like Kathy the cop. "What's up? It's good. I heard nothing wrong."
"Except for the fact Gordon can't be making this speech. He died two chapters ago."
So that was blooper one. Number two, another blooper that got us into a fit. It involved a chapter about Laird Angus MacPherson. Whenever I read a chapter out loud, I very much follow the exact spelling without thinking too much about what I literally read. All went fine until I came to a line where a typo had left a G out of Angus. So here I was, reading out loud very convincingly what supposedly Angus MacPherson had said. We laughed till our jaws ached.
Those Scottish Lairds, I'll tell you, are so clever. I've heard of the expression, talking out of your backside, but we had to correct this error.
A third example of what can go wrong is when we were reading out loud a long stretch of narrative on Alexander Stewart, just to see if the chronological order of events had been put in the right chapters.
Alexander's journey was arduous, leaving Ballindalloch, visiting the Lagmore Stone Circle, boarding a train at Ballindalloch, sailing across the Atlantic. It was when we were reading all these adventures in one go that we discovered Alexander desperately needed a doctor. While writing, we had failed to notice that if Alexander's stomach churned once, it gurgled twice. It heaved three times, and his belly ached at least four times. He felt sick. His skin was sticky and moist. He must have a fever. His throat was sore, and as the Scots would say, he had the dry boke. How he ever made to the other side of the ocean in one piece was basically a miracle.
And we never used the expression, his stomach churned, ever again.
Excellent.